Our next article is about a group of people who believe that the Earth is flat. Yes, seriously. Despite scientific evidence to the contrary, a growing number of us are convinced that the Earth is a disc and that we are all victims of a giant conspiracy.
A member of my family thinks that the Earth is flat. She says there is a vast conspiracy to convince us all that our planet is a sphere, when in fact it is as flat as a pancake. And over this flat Earth, there is a big protective dome. Of course, that makes so much more sense. There was a time when everyone thought the world was flat. After all, it looks flat, doesn't it? But then, about 500 years ago, the Portuguese navigator Ferdinand Magellan circumnavigated the globe, or at least his ship did. He died en route, and everyone had to accept the truth. A growing number of people, however, still aren't convinced. Known collectively as flat earthers, they are all part of a modern resurgence of the delusion that began on the internet about 5 years ago. Once confined to a few conspiracy theorist networks, the idea that the Earth is a disc is now broadcast regularly across hundreds of online channels and sites, such as the Flat Earth Society. Those of us who haven't yet seen the truth are called ballers. Flat Earthism has been promoted by a number of sports personalities, from the basketballer Shaquille O'Neal to the captain of England's cricket team. There are YouTube stars such as Logan Paul, more than 18 million subscribers, musicians, and TV personalities. Flat Earth conventions are beginning to appear everywhere, too. It's not a small thing anymore, and it is getting bigger. A recent IFOP poll found that 1 in 10 French people consider it possible that the Earth is flat. That's surprising, but better than in the USA, where around 1 in 5 people under 34 are not entirely convinced the world is round. After all, as flat earthers point out, if you look out to sea and hold a ruler up to the horizon, it is straight. They say this proves the world is flat, when, as the rest of us know, it just proves that the planet is very, very big. But they are winning converts to their delusion. I'd say only 20% of flat earthers are out of the closet about this, says Canadian Robbie Davidson, the organizer of the Flat Earth International Conference. What you see now is just the first wave. There's a bigger wave coming, and it's going to catch the world off guard. You have been warned, ballers. Flat earthers say that the conspiracy is controlled by NASA and other space agencies who produce images of the world seen from space. Yes, the Earth looks spherical on these photos, but you can do anything with Photoshop, can't you? In reality, they say, man has never been into space. Why not? Because of the dome, stupid. Airline pilots are part of the conspiracy as well, of course. Why would all the pilots, astrophysicists, and scientists in every domain lie? Well, nobody is entirely sure, but flat earthers suspect that there is a financial angle somewhere. Or maybe they are in league with the shape-shifting alien reptiles who secretly control the planet, according to 4% of Americans. Yes, seriously, that's 12 million people who believe in what is basically a Marvel storyline. Oh, you didn't know about our alien reptile masters? Emmanuel Macron, Vladimir Putin, Queen Elizabeth II, all lizards. Remember, you heard it here first. And me, from my family.